The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Sharpen Herbicide from BASF, SRS Commodities, and Heads Up Plant Protectants. Columbia Grain Location Manager Cody Michaels gives us an update on dry bean harvest on this week's Dry Bean Scene.
It's very average, 16, 18 bag average coming in. Some guys have worse than that. Some guys have a little bit better than that, but I think that's where we're going to be at the end of the day. A lot of small beans as far as dockage goes, and as far as edible beans overall, the quality of the beans look pretty good, just besides the small beans. We do small red beans, navy beans, black beans, slow dark pinot beans, and pinot beans. Yeah, a lot of guys planted early, a lot of guys planted late. Some guys got rain, so their edible beans stayed green longer, so they're continuing to put on more pods. So it's kind of going both directions. So we have some guys that are going to finish up this weekend, and we have some guys that are probably fire up this weekend.
Michael says the end of dry bean harvest is still 30 days out.
I think what we're seeing today is the better stuff, because guys are going to go out to their best field first. And I think some of the stuff they get to later might get uglier. Mainly just small beans is pretty much the only issue we're having. And, I mean, that's going to happen when you have a plant that's growing, 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 and then you get 90-degree days and no water. It's going to try to put on pods, but it just doesn't quite finish out. Popcorn showers is what killed us. We had one farmer just 7 miles west of Larimore that had two fields 7 miles apart, a 5-inch difference of rain. So the one field ran over 20 bags, and the other field ran 12. Throughout the summer. 5 inches different on the 10-year average.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants, SRS Commodities, Sharpen Herbicide from BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and North Harvest Bean Growers Association.